Barcelona keeps a basement, and the basement is a city. At the Museu de Historia, just off Plaça del Rey, you step into an ordinary elevator, watch the display count backwards through the centuries, and walk out onto a street that was last busy when Augustus ruled Rome. Not a model. Not a reconstruction. The actual streets of Barcino, with their drains still seated in the stone and their factory vats still stained from the last batch. Nobody went looking for this. In 1931, the city was still carving the great avenue of Via Laietana through the old quarter, and a Gothic merchant's palace, the Casa Padellas, stood in the path. Barcelona decided to move it, stone by numbered stone, to Plaça del Rey. When the workmen dug the new foundations, the ground opened into Roman rooms. The city archivist, Auguste Duran I Sanpere, climbed down, understood what he was standing in, and spent the following decades excavating instead of filling it back in. The museum you are in exists because a demolition crew fell through the floor of history. Walk the excavation and the empire gets close enough to smell. Here is a garum works, where fish and brine fermented in open vats into the sauce Rome poured on everything. A few steps on, a Falarnica, a laundry that cleaned wool and urine collected from pots on the street corners, because ammonia cuts grease and nobody wasted anything. Wine presses. A dyeing shop. The historian Albert Garcia Espuche, who spent years beneath another floor across town, under the old Bourne Market, gave Barcelona's habit its clearest description. This city preserves what it buries. Each new Barcelona seals the last one under itself like a lid. Then there is the name. The Romans registered this colony, around 10 BCE, as Colonia Iulia Augusta Faventia Paterna Barcino, a parade of imperial titles wrapped around one small word that was not Latin at all. For centuries, Barcelona's own chroniclers told two stories about it. In one, Hercules founded the city where the ninth boat of his fleet, La Barcenona, came ashore. In the other, the founder was Hamilcar Barca, Hannibal's father, who planted the family name here a generation before Rome arrived. Both stories were written down more than 1,000 years after the fact, in Latin and Catalan, by men who wanted their city to have a giant at its beginning, which is a reason to hold them loosely. No Roman author mentions either. But hold this too. Coins survive stamped Barcino in Iberian letters, struck before the colony existed. Someone named this place before the legions came, and nobody alive can tell you who. The chroniclers may have been reaching for a truth that was simply older than their documents. The ground here is still changing its own map. In 2026, digging beneath a hotel a few streets away, archaeologists hit remains that suggest the forum, the very center of Barcino, may not sit where a century of city plans has drawn it. The dispute ran in the newspapers, scholars arguing in public over where the heart of the Roman city actually beat. 2,000 years in, Barcino is still correcting the people upstairs. Before you ride back up, picture the 4th century, when the walls were rebuilt against harder times and the masons packed them with tombstones from the cemeteries outside. The dead were drafted into the defense of the living. You can still read their names in the wall courses near the cathedral. Now climb. Roman, Visigoth, medieval, modern, one era per breath, and you surface in the same place you went down. The medieval quarter waiting for you at street level has a secret of its own, though. A surprising amount of it is younger than the elevator you just rode.